This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al-Islam. I welcome the students of the Al-Kawthar Mobile Ilm. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, this is a quick short introduction to the first course, the Back to Basics course, in conjunction with the Imam Development Project. Brothers and sisters, we remind ourselves with regards to the matter of ikhlas. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. The first hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. The actions are dependent upon intention. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah to record our sitting, our learning, our studying, our reading, our listening in our scales of good deeds, so that we will see it on Yawm al-Qiyamah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to join between our ilm and our amal. In the Arabic language, both of them have the same letters, ilm and amal, close relationship between both of them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and keep us away from that knowledge which our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to seek protection from. Ilm la yanfa', knowledge which is not beneficial, for verily it is a proof against us and not a proof for us. Insha'Allah, in this quick introduction, we will cover three main matters. Number one, who is the teacher? Number two, why this mobile ilm? Number three, what are the procedures, the structure, the rules pertaining to this Back to Basics course? Number one, the teacher. My name, Bilal Ismail, born, bred in Durban, South Africa, went to traditional madrasa, memorized the Noble Quran, high school, then to college, and then we went to the Medina Islamic University, alhamdulillah. 6 years in the Islamic University of Medina, back to South Africa, and we've been teaching with the Al-Kawthar Institute. Al-Kawthar Institute offers tertiary level Islamic intensive courses in plus minus 30 cities around the globe, walhamdulillah. Why are we mentioning this? It is not a matter of fakhr, it's not a matter of pride, etc. But rather, to avoid many students asking who's the teacher, what's the background of the teacher, etc. And no doubt, as a student, one likes to know, who's my teacher? What's his background? Where did he study? Who am I taking this knowledge from? So that's the reason we put that forward now, walhamdulillah. Number two, why this mobile ilm? Why come up with this idea? We say, subhanallah, is seeking knowledge not an obligation upon every single Muslim? 100% yes. And then added to that, these devices, these smartphones, they have in reality become an extension of our own selves. How many hours we spend on these devices? One might say, how many hours of our lives do we waste on these devices? Between Facebook and Snapchat and Telegram and WhatsApp and Twitter, subhanallah. Brothers and sisters, it might only take you 2 to 3 minutes to recite one page from the Noble Quran. And most of us have it on our mobile phones. How many of us open it up? How many of us would read? It would give you plus minus 4,000 rewards for just one page. How many of us do it, subhanallah? So the idea is to use these devices as devices of khair and good and to spread some benefit. Unfortunately, many a times we do a lot of harm, a lot of sin via these devices, spreading these anonymous messages. This one said and that one said, and ghiba and namima and all of these matters, backbiting. Avoid all of that. Let's make these devices of khair. And no doubt, subhanallah, the power of social media, the power of the media. You watch a video, a clip, 2 minute clip with regards to somebody talking about his parent or talking about someone who had passed away. Or you see the sun rising and you see these beautiful videos, it touches your heart, subhanallah. Sometimes these videos can have an effect upon the individual greater than a 1 hour lecture, a 1 hour bayan. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? Khairun nas anfa'uhum linnas. The best of people are those who are beneficial to people. And so we thought, let's spread some positivity insha'Allah via these short, sweet courses using the platform of WhatsApp bi'iznillahi ta'ala. Number three, the structure, procedure and rules. We have chosen the text 33 lessons for every Muslim. Why? Because it's concise, it's simple, yet comprehensive, walhamdulillah. And no doubt, choosing a text is not a simple task, because we have students from different ideological backgrounds, sectarian affiliations, mashallah. Amongst the Muslims, we have various flavors, walhamdulillah. We disagree, we agree, and we would have all of these issues. Some might agree with the text, some might disagree. It's not gospel, it's not Quran, it's not the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We approach the matter from the angle that if before us was Samantha, she's a new Muslim and she says, give me a quick course as an intro to the deen of al-Islam, this is what we would put before her, insha'Allah. You have brother Ahmed who says, you know, it's been 10-15 years, I've not really been a practicing Muslim. I need a back to basics course. I need to get back to reality. I need to get in touch with the deen. We say, brother, this is a back to basics course, insha'Allah. So we approached it from that angle, from the angle that this is a newly practicing Muslim or a new Muslim who in reality does not have much time on their hands. Very busy lives, we all live, mashallah. And so that's why bite-sized pieces of information, inshallah, short course, bi-iznillahi ta'ala. What is the procedure? The procedure, inshallah, is that we've uploaded the course notes. You are required to download it, print it out, have a copy in front of you, inshallah. The timetable has already been provided on the various groups. You are required to do the daily reading of the various lessons and listen to the appropriate audio that we will send to each group every single day. The audio covers the reading for the day, walhamdulillah. So you listen to the audio and you do your reading, and you can make notes in your course notes, walhamdulillah. Then you are required to post a short, super short daily message stating that you've already done the daily reading. So for example, you could put the date and done, or the date and maybe a thumbs up. That would suffice, inshallah. We do not require an essay. We do not require your address, know your full name, mashallah. No need for all of that, inshallah. Then, whatever questions you might have related to the lessons, you can post them onto the group, but we will only answer them every 3 days. We will take all these questions, inshallah, summarize them and put them in an audio and send it back to the students, walhamdulillah. So, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, O male and female servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the audio will be sent to you. You already have the notes. 10 days we will cover this book, inshallah. After this, there will be an online test. Thus, it is super important. Many of our brothers and sisters did not register via the Al-Kawthar website. We'll put up the link there, inshallah, on the groups. You must register via the website, so it makes the matter of the examination easy. It will be an online test, inshallah. Lastly, brothers and sisters, this is not a chat group. This is not a discussion group. Thus, avoid assalamu alaikum wa alaikum salam, jazakumullah wa khairan, thumbs up, very good, very nice, mashallah, enjoyed that, dislike this. This is not the place for all of that. If somebody gives salam, you can respond verbally. There's no need to type it up, inshallah. And I would advise that you mute notifications on the group. If you go into the settings of the group, you are able to mute the notifications. Many have complained when brothers made salam and some individuals put thumbs up, because you have doctors, lawyers, we have, in fact, all of us have super busy lives. And if every individual puts up a thumbs up there, it's going to disturb the other 99 individuals on that group. Brothers and sisters, we have about 800 students on this course. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant khair and barakah. The admins, they are operating on a zero tolerance schedule. And so if things get out of hand, they will remove you from the group, inshallah. So we advise you that to avoid salam and jazakumullah khairan, we advise you to mute the notifications. And lastly, some might attempt to derail the course. Certain individuals might have sinister intentions, might want to ask controversial issues, take the debate into an angle. We know amongst the Muslims we have different flavors, different colors, we have different backgrounds. We have all of this, walhamdulillah. This course, as we stated, is for that new Muslim, and that's the angle that we are taking, inshallah. Controversial matters, matters that the ulama have divided and deferred about from the beginning of time, etc. This is not the place for that. No doubt, amongst the Muslims, we have minor and major issues. Major issues, we're supposed to discuss them. We have to have a debate upon them. The truth must be made apparent, but this is not the platform, inshallah. حياكم الله. On that note, بإذن الله تعالى, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to record this in our scales of good deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us an increase in our faith, in our iman. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and our brothers and sisters on the course. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every ummati of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever they might be upon the globe. Jazakumullahu khairan. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka al-abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.